And a very good morning to you. It is Thursday morning, the 16th of September, 2021. And this is your friend Angus Buchan with a thought for the day. If we go to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6 and verse 41. And Jesus says, "And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the plank in your own eye?" Yes, we've got to get the plank out before we can see the speck. Remember, charity, which is another word for love, begins at home. We must earn the right to speak into someone's life. Can you and I honestly say with Paul, the apostle, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, he says, "Imitate me as I imitate Christ." Wow. Now remember, your children will never do what you tell them to do. Isn't that right? But what they will do is they will imitate you. And that's quite scary. The best form of influence is by example. I remember reading a story that John, the Lord's disciple, the last one to die, would often say, he was a very, very old man. He was carried into the meetings on a stretcher, and he would say, "Little children, love one another." And sometimes they would say, "But John, you always say that." And then tears would well up in his eyes, and he would say, "Yes, because that's what the Lord Jesus used to always say." Don't tell your son that he must love his wife. Show him how he must love his wife by the way you love his mother. That's right. And the same for the girls. Don't tell your daughter that she must take care of her husband. Show her how she must take care of her husband by the way in which you take care of her dad. Just want to say to you today, we really need to lead by example. We need to take that plank out of our own eyes so that we can see clearly to take the speck out of our brother's eye. Have a wonderful day today as you imitate Christ, just as Paul imitated him. God bless you and goodbye.